You are now in the heart of Costa di Casamadre. Along the ridge to the north of the higher Punta di Castellaccio. It was accessed via a military road coming from Val Sozzine, above Ponte di Legno. The road first followed to the right and then left of the Oliolo stream up to the Beltrachi Bird Snare Tower at 1,824 meters. From here, a mule track built just below the ridge took soldiers up close to the various positions while keeping them hidden from the Austrian observers and snipers. Many still well-preserved sections feature a stone curb on the edge of the track and afford excellent views of the Sozzine Valley and the town of Ponte di Legno below. In addition to roads and mule tracks, teleferics were used for supplying observation and sniper positions scattered along the rocky ridge and natural hollows, especially well suited to the purpose with materials, food and ammunition. One section of teleferic started at an altitude of 1,500 meters, at the height of the last bend in the road which climbed up from the Sozzine Valley to just above the Beltrachi Bird Snare Tower. A shorter section continued in the direction of the large tunnel position you will come across as you climb. A maze of fortification footpaths completed the logistical layout of the area, linking together positions, sentry posts, warehouses and barracks. In the basin you are standing in now, an especially attractive covered trench has been reconstructed for educational purposes at the foot of a rocky spur. It was originally built taking advantage of the morphology of the land, in a fortified rocky redoubt which acted as a natural defensive shield in the direction of the Tonal Pass. By means of a great many holes into which wooden beams were inserted, supported by a drystone wall running along the rock, a covered trench was built which was perfectly hidden from potential air raids too. The trench widens out into a large room and links up to positions and trenches used as a base for firing across to the opposite ridge with its Austrian lines via a tunnel, allowing covered sectors and those open to fire to be ideally linked up. In August 1914, around 500 Croatian, Bosnian and Hungarian soldiers came to the Sol Valley, reinforcing the garrisons already present in the area and #8217 forts. The police and border guard forces were also strengthened, with many elderly reserve soldiers being called up. A first line of resistance was thus built up considerably far behind the border, which was linked up to the permanent fortifications. In the Sol Valley, construction work on this front line focused on the Presina, Strino and Val del Monte side valleys in particular. Access roads were built to the sites chosen for all-out defense, where barracks and shelters were built, trenches and artillery posts carved out of the rock, barbed wire put up and trees cut down in order to make the so-called taliate. These were made of tree trunks cut at head height and debarked together with sharpened trunks, which were driven into the ground like a fence to block enemy transit.